Hello and welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer with me, Arish Shah. Today in the studio with me, I have Agata Nowicka. Agata is an investor at Lounge Partners and founder of Female Foundry, a community bringing together female founders and investors to accelerate the capital being deployed into female entrepreneurs and to better diversify the ecosystem. Agata, it's great to have you with me in the studio today.
Likewise, I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome. So let's get stuck straight in. Can you give us a bit of a background about yourself and how you've sort of moved through your life and your journey to what you're doing today?
Sure. So I've been in the venture ecosystem for about 8 years now, first as a founder. So I set up my first company in Hong Kong. It was a data analytics business that I managed to sell to the Chinese conglomerates. After that, I did a few angel investments, moved into fintech, moved back to London, actually, into fintech, joined a kind of, let's say, growth stage company, helping them to raise Series B investments. That company didn't get the FCA approval, so they had to pivot.
Problematic.
Yeah. Exactly, a little bit of a problem there. And I decided to do my MBA in between at INSEAD, moved to Wharton as well as part of that. Started my second company in fintech, basically in the capital market space, optimizing capital for investment banks. And throughout that journey, I was already an advisor and mentor for multiple startups. And at some point, I realized I would be spending more time with other founders as opposed to really laser focusing on my own business. So I decided to move the switch to the investment side about 3 years ago, being part of two venture capital funds and most recently at Lounge Partners.
Amazing. So let's talk about Lounge Partners for a second. So how large is the fund? What are you investing in? What stages, what sectors, what geographies?
Yeah, sure. So Lounge Partners is an emerging fund. So we are actively fundraising. So
we love emerging funds here in Nothing Venture.
Exactly. Yeah. That's our field. Yeah. Especially in the current economic environment. Definitely.
Which we will talk about that in the main episode for sure. Yeah.
So we are aiming to be closing 100 million funds. So it's quite ambitious given the macroeconomic situation. 50% of the fund will be deployed in Asia. 50% of the funds will be primarily focused on Europe, but with some investments, kind of more opportunistic investments in the US. Focusing on businesses leveraging data, which is quite interesting. Definitely kind of on the brief in terms of current trends, as well looking at investments at the kind of late seed stage, Series A stage. I think that's it.
Yeah, and just talking about that for a second, what sort of check sizes are you deploying sort of at seed and Series A?
So the aim is to start with 1.5 million. So maybe syndicates at the Series A stage, definitely to prove ourselves and build a track record as well as the funds, all the way to probably somewhere 5 to even 10 million, depending on the kind of on the stage. Kind of growth stage.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense given 100 million funds. So you have capital to deploy, but it makes sense. You know, if you want to target 30, 40 investments, you need to be investing across that range.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And if we think about some sectors which you are really kind of interested in and trying to learn more about right now, what would those be?
Yes, sure. So my background has been really in fintech. So fintech has always been close to my heart. So, and it's going to stay there. Regardless the macroeconomic or the speed of investments in that space. So in terms of fintech, I definitely have got some interesting areas that I'm looking at, such as, for example, SME lending. Mm-hmm. Not a really sexy topic, but in my opinion, still huge space to
massively important over the last week. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Exactly. And in terms of new areas, I'm definitely learning more and more about ESG and sustainability, just because of the amount of capital going into the space is so huge. You can't really ignore it. Secondly, also, even there is an overlap that I see between fintech and funding ESG credits and that ecosystem. Definitely, there are many elements where I can bring that fintech experience into that space. So I'm looking into that space as well. And anything, to be honest, based on Lounge Partners' thesis to do with data. Mm-hmm. I know this is, again, still quite popular topic today, but I think that it's going to take some time to understand better the application layer for the technology that is, for the technologies and capabilities that are emerging in the space.
Yeah.
So I want to be definitely in know.
Yeah, no,
as it happens.
And the reality is with data, there is, you know, there's a lot of data out there. It's actually how do you best utilize that data?
Exactly.
And how do you inform decisions? Look, Agata, absolutely awesome. Looking forward to digging into some of these topics in more detail during the main podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Perfect. Looking forward.